And do you have, above here, above the ceiling, do you have a place there for storage?
No. No. We don't have an attic. I mean, there's an attic, but no access to it, except we've got a place in the kitchen where you can get up there. Mr. when we were doing this house over, he was up there in that roof, and he came down, and he says, you know, you've got five rooms up there if you want to build them up there. I said, no, this is all I need. And then some. This is such a steep roof, if you noticed it when came in. Of course, I don't know why they built them. These are 12-foot ceilings in this house.
Well, I didn't notice. Do you have a room off your kitchen to put canned goods in?
That closet out there on the back porch, you saw it.
So you use the closet?
I have my canned goods. I've got cabinets in the kitchen enough for that.
Would you call it anything different if you just had a little room just for canned goods and stuff like that?
I don't know.
Just a closet?
Yes. I don't know, because I've never had that sort of thing.
And would you ever ask one if you ever call anything like a pantry or anything like that?
Well, no. Yes, we used to have one in the kitchen. We had a little corner pantry in the kitchen. I've got one in the dining room, a corner one. But I just call that the dining room cabinet. But we had a little corner pantry in the kitchen. You know, you can't see it from here. It's over here in this corner. You want to see it?
Well, I'd like to. Mm-hmm.
Sure have.
I didn't realize you had that much money here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you do every day?
Well, it doesn't vary too much. I get up. Sometimes I get up ahead of my husband, and sometimes I don't. When I had my heart attack, he got real good at fixing his own breakfast because my help didn't come till after breakfast. But sometimes he gets up and fixes his own breakfast, and sometimes we get up together. And then I do around. Of course, as I said, my activities have been a little bit limited since I had a heart attack because I had a pretty good one. But I do around a little bit, and I sew. And then I fix lunch, and then in the afternoons there's always something to do, and generally we don't do too much at night anymore since I was sick, but we party a good bit.
We
have a social life. We have a real nice social life. We have a lot of friends.
That's wonderful. What about the cleaning woman who has the flu? What does she do?
Well, she comes and goes over the whole house on Friday. So she vacuums the whole house. She mops the kitchen, cleans the bathrooms, and mops all the way around the porch, and as I said, just gives the house a thorough cleaning once a week. And then in between, I just kind of dust around a little bit.
Does she have to sweep anywhere? Or is it
just vacuum, except the porch. She'll sweep the porch. If it needs mopping, she mops it. If it doesn't, she just sweeps it.
What does she use to sweep the porch?
Broom.
When you were a child, did you have a different kind of broom that you would use
out in the yard? Oh, yeah. A different sort of broom what we have now. These brooms that I have now are not like the brooms we had when I was a child.
What were they like?
Well, they were straw brooms. I don't know what these are made out of. It looks like straw, but I imagine it's a synthetic material of some sort. It's not regular old straw brooms like we used to have at all. But,
Do you use one in the yard at all?
Oh, yes. We always had a yard broom. It was just an old, generally a worn-out house broom. Now, of course, you know you have these yard rakes, but we didn't have those then. And we've always had lots of leaves because we've got lots of trees.
Where did you keep the broom?
On the back porch.
If the broom were in that corner there and the door was open, in relation to the door, you'd say the broom was?
By the side door.
Or if I said, I don't see the broom, where is it? You said, well, it's?
By the side door.
But if it was in the corner there?
The corner by the side door or something. Yeah, you mean. See, there's a door that goes out on the porch from there.
Oh, but on this side of the wall, in this room?
Yeah, there's a door that goes out on the porch.
You still say it was by the side door?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about if it was in that bedroom there, the front bedroom behind? It was in the corner, you'd say it was where?
In the corner of the front bedroom.
In relation to the door, it would be?
Well, I don't know which door you mean. There's two doors there.
The door into the bedroom. If the door's open now?
Uh-huh.
So if it was, you'd say it was where in relation to the door?
Well, just inside the door.
So would you say it was behind the door, in back of the door, or where?
No, it wouldn't be behind the door. Never. I don't think it ever be behind the door. It'd be in front of the door. Just the room would be in the corner is all I know.
All right.
And somebody'd have to go in there and look and see which corner I'm in.
Does the woman who comes, who has the flu now, does she take care of your clothes and everything?
Oh, no. No, I do that. I do that. And my old blessed washwoman that I have had she worked for me. She helped raise my baby. She worked for me for years, and then until she quit working, and then she washed for me. She's washed for me, I guess, for 30 years, and she died last year. And I'll never quit missing her, bless her heart. I mean, anytime I needed her, when I had my heart attack, she came out the hospital the next day. She says, Mr. Don't you worry one minute. When Miss Lyda comes home, I'll be there. And she was. Stayed here all day long, every day with me. She died. And you know, the young generation are not washwomen anymore. It was impossible. I couldn't find anybody. So I did what I never thought I would do. I bought a washer and a dryer, and I now am doing my own washing, which I never thought I would ever do. But there's no other way. There's just no other way anymore. You can't hide. This Lenora that works for me has been working for me about 15 years now, and she is a jewel. But that's the way she works for different people one day a week. That's